下午好。
Sue and I just got back from a vacation to Campobello Island in New Brunswick, Canada. Come closer. You're too far away.
我最近去了一趟在新 New Brunswick, 加拿大的一个省的一个岛上去度了个假。
You know where that is? It's just north of Maine. It's a beautiful place.
你们知道那在哪里吗？它是在缅因州的北边，是一个很美的地方。
And we camped there for a whole week and didn't have one day of rain. Praise the Lord.
感谢主，我们在那里露营了一周，没有一天下雨。
I want to speak to you today on the great I am.
我们今天讲到的主题叫做我是伟大。
A man asked a mail order company to send him plans for a birdhouse.
有一个人要一个邮寄公司寄给他一份组装这个鸟舍的图纸。
And instead of sending him the plans for a birdhouse, they sent him plans for a sailboat.
但是他们却没有送来一个鸟舍的图纸，而是送来一张关于一个帆船的图纸。
Well, the man tried to put it together, but it just didn't work.
然后这个人尝试去组装它，但是结果是成功不了的。
He couldn't figure out what kind of bird would live in that kind of a house.
他完全想不出来有什么样的鸟会住在这样一个鸟舍当中。
So he wrote a letter and he sent the parts back to the company.
所以他写了一封信，并且把那些零件都寄回给了公司。
Well, they in turn wrote him a letter of apology.
然后他们给他回了一封道歉的信。
And they added this.
他们并说。
They said, if you thought it was difficult for you, you should have seen the man who got your plans trying to sail a birdhouse.
如果这对你来说，你发现你这个计划是组装不起来的话，那你就可以想象得到另外两件东西的人会怎么样。
Now, Steve Brown, a Christian radio commentator, telling this story, said this.
名叫 Steve Brown 这样一个基督教的播音员曾经讲过这么一个故事。
A lot of people are trying to operate on the plans of Jesus when they aren't even Christians.
很多人，即便他们不是基督徒，也似乎想让自己走在耶稣的计划当中。
They try to live a good life.
他们尝试活出一个很好的生
活。They pray.
祷告。
They go to church.
去参加教会。
They give to those in need.
施舍他人。
They may forgive.
他们也可以去饶恕他人。
And that kind of thing.
这类的事情。
But he said, make sure you know Jesus before you apply his plans and principles to your life.
但是你要确认你在应用他的计划和他的原则之前，你要先去保证你自己是认识神的。
For life to work, you have to know Jesus.
如果想让你的生活好转起来，你要首先认识耶稣。
So who is Jesus?
那么耶稣是谁呢?
Well, today we're going to look at John chapter 8, where Jesus tells us who he is.
今天我们要来一起看约翰福音的第八章，在这里边耶稣讲到了他的身份。
And we pick up the account in John chapter 8 and verse 12, where it says, Jesus spoke to the people once more, and he said, I am the light of the world. If you follow me, you won't have to walk in darkness, because you have the light that leads.To life.
我们从八章十二节开始，耶稣又对众人说：“我是世界的光，跟从我的就不在黑暗里走，必要得着生命的光。”
Now Jesus makes it very clear. Jesus is light.
耶稣说得很明确，耶稣就是光。
Jesus is the light of the world.
耶稣是这世上的光。
Jesus is the light which gives life.
耶稣是那赐予生命的光。
Kenneth Latourette wrote a 7-volume history of the expansion of Christianity.
肯尼斯·拉图雷特，或者说叫做赖德烈的这个人，他写过一部关于基督教的扩张史，一部7卷的基督教扩张史。
And at the conclusion of those 7 volumes, he wrote this of Jesus.
在这七卷的末尾，他写到了如下关于耶稣的话。
No life, he said, ever lived on this planet has been so influential in the affairs of men as that of Jesus.
在这个地球上，从来没有任何一个其他的人的影响力有像耶稣那般。
Through Jesus, millions of people have had their inner conflicts resolved.
借着耶稣，有成百万的人解决了他们内心的很多挣扎。
Through Jesus, hundreds of millions have been lifted from illiteracy and ignorance.
同样，通过耶稣，有成上亿的人摆脱了文盲和无知。
Jesus has done more to reduce disease and famine than any other motivation.
耶稣来也不仅仅是为了解决瘟疫和饥荒的问题。
Jesus has freed millions from slavery and millions others from vice.
他也解放了成百万的人从，他也将百万的人从奴隶和其他的邪恶当中解脱出来。
Jesus has protected fellow human beings from taking advantage of them.
他也保护了人类，以至于使得他们不被其他的受造物所。
Jesus has been the source of movements to lessen the horrors of war and to implement instead justice and peace.
很多去想消除战争的恐惧并且建立和平的运动都是来自于耶稣。
Jesus is indeed the light of the world which brings life.
耶稣确确实实是这世上的光，他带来了生命。
Historian Leonard Griffith, in his History of France under Napoleon, wrote about a political prisoner by the name of Charnet.
Leonardo Griffith, 这个历史学家，在他的一本关于拿破仑之下的法国的历史书当中，写到了一个名叫 Charnet 的政治犯。
French authorities threw Charnet into prison simply because he accidentally, by a remark, offended the Emperor Napoleon.
法国当局将 Charnet投入了监狱，仅仅是因为他意外的在一句言语上冒犯了当时的皇帝拿破仑。
They cast him in a dungeon cell and they left him there to die.
他把他下放到了一间监狱的这个监室里，并且让他在那里等死。
As the weeks and the days went by, Charnet became angry and bitter over his circumstance in life.
当几日、几周、几个月过去之后，神内这个人开始对他的命运感到 很困苦和愤怒。
And one day in a moment of anger, he scratched on the wall of his cell, all things come by chance.
有一天在愤怒之中，他在监狱的墙上写下了这样一句话，所有的事情都是偶然。
He was referring to the injustice that had come his way by chance.
他是觉得借着一个偶然的事件，他就遭受了如此大的不公平。
And he sat in the darkness of his cell, growing more bitter and angry by the day.
一日一日的下去，他每日坐在监牢里的黑暗当中，变得越来越的困苦和愤怒。
However, there was one spot in the cell where a single ray of light, sunshine, came every day and remained for a little while.
而在监狱当中有一个小的角落，在每一天的一小短暂的一小会儿当中，会有一束阳光照进来。
And one day, to Charnet's amazement, he noticed that in the hard earthen floor of that cell, a tiny green blade broke through.
有一天的清晨，完全出乎 Charnet 这个人的意料，他注意到在坚硬的地板上有一个很小的绿色的叶片萌发出来。
It was something living, struggling up toward that shaft of sunlight.
那是一个有生命的存在，它在努力地向上生长着，寻求那一抹阳光。
It was his only living companion.
那是他唯一有生命的一个陪伴。
And his heart went out in joy toward it.
他的心看到了很快乐。
He nurtured it with his tiny ration of water.
他用一小点的水来去滋养它。
He cultivated it and encouraged its growth.
他在培育这个小的叶片。
The green blade became his friend.
他成了他的朋友。
And one day it bloomed into a beautiful purple and white flower.
有一天他就长成了一朵非常美丽的有紫有白的花朵。
And once again Charnet found himself thinking thoughts about God.
然后再一次他开始想到了关于神的事情。
He scratched off the thing that he had written previously on the wall.
他划掉了曾经写在墙上的字迹。
And in its place he wrote, He who made all things is God.
然后这一次他写到，那做成一切事的乃是神。
Now, somehow through the guards and their wives and the gossip of the community, this little story reached the ears of Josephine, Napoleon's wife.
然后过一段时间，经过这些狱警，还有他们的太太们，还有这个社会的一些流言蜚语之后呢，这样一个故事就流传到了 Josephine, 拿破仑皇后的耳朵当中。
And the story moved her and convinced her that a man who loved a flower that way could not possibly be a dangerous criminal.
然后这个故事感动了她，让她相信一个如此爱着这样花朵的一个人，不太可能是一个很危险的罪犯。
And so she persuaded Napoleon to release Charnette, which he did.
然后她劝说拿破仑去释放了神内，拿破仑答应了。
Now in the same way, Jesus is light.
同样的，耶稣是光。
And no matter how dark your world may seem, the light of Jesus can shine through.
不管你的世界当中有多么的黑暗，耶稣都能照进你的世界当中。
And so let Jesus bring light and life to any barrenness that you might be feeling.
我们求耶稣来照亮你生命当中贫瘠之处。
And let Jesus free you from any bitterness and anger that may be in your heart.
也让耶稣来去释放你心中的苦毒和那些愤怒。
Don't be like the Pharisees who rejected the light.
不要像那些法利赛人来拒绝光亮。
Verse 13, the Pharisees replied, "You are making those claims about yourself. Such testimony is not valid."
第十三节，法利赛人对他说，你是为自己做见证，你的见证不真。
Jesus told them, "These claims are valid, even though I make them about myself. For I know where I came from and where I am going. But you don't know this about me. You judge me by human standards, but I do not judge anyone. And if I did, my judgment would be correct in every respect, because I am not alone."
耶稣说，我虽然为自己做见证，我的见证却是真的。因为我知道我从哪里来，往哪里去，你们却不知道我从哪里来，往哪里去。你们是以外貌判断人，我却不判断人。就是判断人，我的判断也是真的，因为不是我独自在这里。
The Father who sent me is with me. Your own law says that if two people agree about something, their witness is accepted as fact. I am one witness, and my Father who sent me is the other.
还有差我来的父与我同在，你们的律法也记着说，两个人的见证是真的。我是为自己做见证，还有差我来的父也是为我做见证。
Where is your father? They asked.
他们就问他说，你的父在哪里？
Jesus answered, "Since you don't know who I am, you don't know who my father is. If you knew me, you would also know my father."
耶稣回答说，你们不认识我，也不认识我的父。若是认识我，也就认识我的父。
Now, Jesus made these statements while he was teaching in the section of the temple known as the treasury, but he was not arrested because his time had not yet come.
这些话是耶稣在殿里的库房教训人时所说的，也没有人拿他，因为他的时候还没有到。
Now, the chief priests and the Pharisees had already ordered Jesus to be arrested.
那在这个时候呢，大祭司和法利赛人已经要去逮捕耶稣了。
Because they had rejected the light that he offered them.
因为他拒绝了耶稣所给他们提供的光亮。
Jesus made it very clear to them that he was God the Son.
他给他们说得很清楚，他就是圣子，是神。
God is a three-part being.
神是有三个位格的。
God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. One God, but three parts or three persons.
圣父是神，圣子是神，圣灵也是神，一位神，三个位格。
And they refused to believe that Jesus was God the Son.
但他们却拒绝去相信耶稣是圣子，也是神。
And as a result, their judgment of him was ignorant. They did not know God.
因此呢，给他们的对他们的审判，就是因为无知，他们不知道神。
Now Plato once said, "We can easily forgive a child." Who is afraid of the dark? The real tragedy of life is when men are afraid of the light.
柏拉图曾经说过，我们可以很容易地原谅一个害怕黑暗的孩子，但是一个人生真正的悲剧乃是成年人害怕光亮。
And that was the Pharisees.
这就是法利赛人的光景。
They were afraid of the light because they were afraid of losing control.
他们害怕光，因为他们害怕失去一些控制。
They had their own ideas of things.
他们对于事物有着自己的判断。
And they weren't about to give them up.
他们不想放弃这样的事情。
Don't be like them.
不要学他们。
Instead, since Jesus is light, trust him to guide you.
反而因为耶稣是光，要相信他来引导你。
Depend on Jesus to show you the way.
依靠他来看到你的路在哪里。
He knows that way better than you do.
他比你更清楚。
When Jesus claimed to be the light of the world, he was in an area of the temple where huge lampposts stood.
当耶稣说他是世界的光的时候，他是在殿中那些有灯柱的地方说的。
And the priests would light them after the evening sacrifice, and their light spread all over the city.
大祭司们在傍晚的奉献之后会点上这些灯光，这些灯光会亮彻全城。
Now they reminded the worshippers of the pillar of fire which guided God's people during their wilderness wanderings.
然后这提醒了这些敬拜者们关于那在旷野之中神借着火柱来带领他的人民。
Throughout their 40 years of wandering from Egypt to the promised land, God led them with a pillar of cloud by day and a pillar of cloud by night.
在他们40年从埃及到应许之地的40年的流浪当中，神在白天用云柱，晚间用火柱来指引着他们。
Now that pillar of fire was the Shekinah glory. It represented the presence of God with them.
而那火柱就是 Shekinah 这样的一个荣耀，就是一翻出来就是神荣耀尊贵的彰显。
Now perhaps Jesus pointed to those lampposts and he said, "I am that light."
可能耶稣就是指着那些灯柱说，我就是那光。
I'm the Shekinah glory, the one with you.
我就是那 Shekinah 荣耀，那与你们同在的一位。
And the one who can guide you through your wilderness wanderings.
那一位在你们旷野之中行走的时候去引领你们的一位。
One weekend, a dad and author, Paul Tripp, gave his teenage son permission.To spend the weekend at a friend's house.
有一个周末 ，Paul Tripp， 保罗·屈普，这样一位既是父亲也是一位作家的人，他给了他的青少年的一位孩子，许可他在他的朋友家中度过一个周末。
And during the weekend, he received a call from the friend's mother.
在那个周末，保罗接到了他儿子朋友的母亲的一通电话。
And she informed him that his son was not at their home.
她告诉 Paul, 他的儿子不在他们家。
She explained that his son had asked her son to cover for him as he had other plans which he knew that his parents would not approve of.
她解释说她的儿子想让 Paul 的儿子想让他的儿子去来帮他打一个掩护，因为他想干一些他父母不会允许他干的事情。
And her son felt guilty about the deception, and so he confessed it to his mom.
然后这个女士的儿子感到了很有罪疚感，并且向她的母亲承认了这样的一个欺瞒。
And that's why she was calling to inform Paul what was going on.
这就是为什么她会去打电话告诉 Paul 发生了什么事情。
When they hung up, Paul told his wife.
挂断电话之后。Paul 跟他的妻子讲了这件事情。
And his wife could feel his anger.
他的妻子可以感受到他的愤怒。
She told her husband, I think you need to pray.
他跟他丈夫说，我觉得你应该需要祷告一下。
He said, I don't think I can pray for him right now.
他说，我觉得我现在没法为他祷告。
She said, oh, I didn't mean that you pray for him. You need to pray for you.
哦，我是说你不是需要为他祷告，为你的孩子去祷告，而是为你自己来祷告。
And so Paul went to his bedroom to pray for God's help.
所以 Paul 回到了他的卧室当中去祷告，寻求神的帮助。
And as he prayed, it occurred to him that because of God's love, God already had begun a work of rescue in his son's life.
当他在祷告的时候，他意识到因着神的爱， 神已经在他的生命当中开始动工去救赎他儿子的生命。
God was the one who pressed into the conscience of his son's friend, causing him to confess it to his mom.
神是那一位去让他的孩子的朋友，找回了良知，以至于他可以向他的母亲去承认错误。
God was the one who gave the mom the courage to make this difficult call to him.
神也给了这位母亲勇气，以让他能够打了这通很艰难的电话。
And God was the one giving him time to get a hold of himself before his son got home.
然后神也给了他时间，能够让他的孩子在回家之前让他自己冷静一下。
And as he thought about it, rather than ripping into his son in anger as soon as he got home, he wanted to be a part of what God was doing both in him as well as his son during this time of rebellion and deception and hurt and disappointment.
然后当他想这件事情的时候，他就觉得说自己不需要去在孩子回来的时候去对他大声的喊叫，反而是他想成为在这样一个青少年叛逆的时期，神要让他和他的孩子经历的计划的一部分。
So when his son got home, he gave him a couple of hours to relax, and then he asked him if they could talk.
所以当他的孩子回家的时候，他给了他孩子几个小时休息一下，之后问他要不要一起聊一聊。
And Paul asked his son, "Do you ever think about how much God loves you?"
然后 Paul 开始问他的儿子说，你有想过神有多么爱你吗？
Yeah, sometimes his son answered.
大概吧，有时候他的儿子这样说道。
He asked, "Do you ever think how much God operates in your life every day?"
那你有想过神在你生命的每一天当中都如何动工吗？
His son looked up but didn't say anything.
他的儿子抬头看了看，没说什么。
He asked, "Do you know how much God was working in your life this weekend?"
他问他，你知道过去的这个周末当中，神在你的生命当中做了多少工吗？
Who told you? His son asked.
谁告诉你的？他的孩子说。
Paul said, "You have lived your life in the light of God."
Paul 说，你曾经活在神的光中。
You've made some good choices.
你做了很多好的决定。
You've been an easy son to parent, but this weekend you took a step toward the darkness.
你曾经是一个乖孩子，但这个周末你迈向了通向黑暗的一步。
And you can live in the darkness if you want.
如果你愿意，你可以活在黑暗当中。
You can learn to lie and deceive.
你可以学着去欺骗，去欺哄他人。
You can use your friend as a cover.
你可以让你的朋友帮你打掩护。
You can step out of God's boundaries.
你可以踏出神的界限。
Or you can determine to live in God's light.
或者说你也可以下决心活在神的光亮之中。
And he says, "I'm pleading with you, don't live in the darkness, live in the light."
我在这里恳求你，你不要活在黑暗之中，活在光亮之中。
Paul turned to walk away.
然后保罗就起身走。
And his son said, "Dad, don't go."
他的儿子就说道，爸爸，不要走。
And as Paul turned around, his son with tears in his eyes said, "Dad, I want to live in the light, but it's hard. Will you help me?"
然后当保罗转身的时候，看着他的儿子眼中已经有了泪水，说道，爸爸，我想生活在光亮中，但是这好像很难，你能帮我吗？
Living in the light of God is hard.
活在神的光中确实很难。
But with God's help, we can do it.
但因着主的帮助，我们可以做到。
Jesus is the light.
耶稣就是那光。
Trust him to guide you.
信靠他引领你。
Depend on Jesus.
倚靠于他。
He's the one that will help you make right choices and right decisions.
他是那一位能够让你做出来正确的选择和决定的。
Jesus is light.
耶稣是光。
Now in addition, Jesus is life.
那另外，耶稣也是生命。
Jesus gives eternal life to anyone who believes in him.
耶稣赐给那每一位凡相信他的人以永生。
And Jesus gives life and freedom right now to all who live by his teaching.
耶稣也赐给那些凡 活在他的话语当中的人以生命和自由。
Look at what Jesus said to the Pharisees who rejected him.
我们来看一看耶稣对那些拒绝他的法利赛人是怎么说的。
Verse 21, later Jesus said to them again, I am going away. You will search for me, but will die in your sin. You cannot come where I am going. The people asked, is he planning to commit suicide? What does he mean, you cannot come where I am going?
21节开始，耶稣又对他们说，我要去了，你们要找我，并且你们要死在罪中，我所去的地方你们不能到。犹太人说，他说我所去的地方你们不能到，难道他要自尽吗？
Now these people totally misunderstood Jesus.
这些人在这里完全的误解了耶稣。
Jesus was not planning to commit suicide.
耶稣当然没有想着要去自杀。
He was describing his return to heaven.
他是在讲到他回到天国去。
A place they could not go unless they believed in him.
那是一个他们不能去的地方，除非他们相信耶稣。
Verse 23, Jesus continued, You are from below, I am from above. You belong to this world, I do not. That is why I said that you will die in your sins, for unless you believe that I am who I claim to be, you will die.In your sins.
23到24节，耶稣对他们说：“你们是从下头来的，我是从上头来的。你们是属着世界的，我不是属着世界的。所以我对你们说，你们要死在罪中。你们若不信我是基督，必要死在罪中。”
Who are you? They demanded. Jesus replied, "The one I have always claimed to be."
他们就问他说：“你是谁？”耶稣对他们说：“就是我从起初所告诉你们的。”
Verse 28, Jesus said, When you have lifted up the Son of Man on the cross, then you will understand that I am He.
所以耶稣说，你们举起人子以后，必知道我是基督。
Literally, Jesus is saying here that the cross and the resurrection will prove that He is the I am.
从字面上讲，耶稣在这里就是说，那十字架就能证明我就是那自由永远的一位。
After Jesus died on the cross and rose again, they would realize who he really is. The I am, the self-existing one, the one who has life in himself and who gives life.
当耶稣在十字架上受死并且复活之后，他们就应该能认出来耶稣就是那位我是，那位自由且拥有的那一位，也是在他里面有生命并且能赐予他人生命的那一位。
Verse 29, The one who sent me is with me. He has not deserted me, for I always do what pleases him. Then many who heard him say these things believed in him.
第二十九节，那差我来的是与我同在，他没有撇下我独自在这里，因为我常做他所喜悦的事。耶稣 说这话的时候，就有许多人信他。
Now many believed, but did they really believe?
这里面说很多人信了，信他。
Verse 31, Jesus said to the people who believed in him, You are truly my disciples if you remain faithful to or if you abide in my teachings.And you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free.
第三十一和三十二节在这里说，耶稣对信他的犹太人说，你们若常常遵守我的道，就真是我的门徒，你们必晓得真理，真理必叫你们得以自由。
Jesus was saying, if you live by his teaching,
耶稣在说，如果你活出了他的教导，
if you apply his teaching to your life and actually live them,
如果说你真的将他的教导应用在你的生活当中，并且真的活出来，
You are truly one of his disciples or followers.
你才是真的他的门徒，或者说他的跟随者。
And he said, when you do that, when you apply his teachings and live by them, you'll know that his teaching is truth.
然后当你做这样的事情，就是当你把他的话，他的教导活出来的时候，你就会明白他的教导乃是真理。而这些真理会让你自由。
And his truth will set you free.
这些真理会让你得自由。
Verse 33. But we are descendants of Abraham, they said. We have never been slaves to anyone. What do you mean? You will be set free.
第33节，他们回答说，我们是亚伯拉罕的后裔，从来没有做过谁的奴仆。你怎么说你们必得以自由呢？
They challenged Jesus because they thought they were free.
他们挑战耶稣是因为他们觉得自己。
Verse 34, Jesus replied, I tell you the truth, everyone who sins, that's every one of us, is a slave to sin. A slave is not a permanent member of the family, but a son is part of the family forever. So if the son sets you free from sin, you are truly free.
34节开始，耶稣回答说，我实实在在地告诉你们，所有犯罪的就是罪的奴仆，奴仆不能永远在家里，儿子是永远住在家里。所以天父的儿子若叫你们自由，你们就真自由了。
They were slaves to sin.
他们是罪恶的奴仆。
And so are we.
我们也是。
And that's not freedom.
而这不是自由。
But Jesus offers to set us free from sin, which is true freedom.
然而耶稣要给我们赐给我们从罪中。脱离罪恶的自由，而那是真正的自由。
Now, as a slave, we have no freedom to choose. Sin controls us.
作为一个奴仆，我们是没有自由去选择的，罪恶掌控着我们。
But Jesus frees us from the slavery of sin.
然而耶稣让我们脱离了罪恶的束缚。
His teachings and His presence in our lives gives us the power we need to choose not to sin.
他的同在给了我们能够选择不去犯罪的力量。
Verse 37, Yes, I realize you are descendants of Abraham, and yet some of you are trying to kill me because there's no room in your hearts for my message.
37节，我知道你们是亚伯拉罕的子孙，你们却想要杀我，因为你们心里容不下我的道。
They rejected Jesus' message, so they were not true disciples.
他们拒绝了耶稣的信息，所以他们称不上真的是门徒。
They didn't know the truth.
他们不了解真理。
They were enslaved to sin.
他们被罪恶所辖制。
And so Jesus continued in verse 38. I'm telling you, I saw when I was with my father, but you are following the advice of your father.
所以耶稣继续说，第三十八节，我所说的是在我父那里看见的，你们所行的是在你们的父那里听见的。
You see, they were not only enslaved to sin because they rejected Jesus, they were offspring of the devil himself.
我们看到在这里，他们不仅仅是因为拒绝耶稣而被罪恶所捆绑着，他们也同样就是魔鬼的后代。
Verse 39, Our father is Abraham, they declared. No, Jesus replied. If you were really the children of Abraham, you would follow his example.Instead, you are trying to kill me because I told you the truth, which I heard from God. Abraham never did such a thing. No, you are imitating your real father.
39节开始，他们说，我们的父就是亚伯拉罕。耶稣说，你们若是亚伯拉罕的儿子，就必行亚伯拉罕所行的事。我将在神那里所听见的真理告诉了你们，现在你们却想要杀我，这不是亚伯拉罕所行的事。你们是行你们父所行的事。
They replied, We aren't illegitimate children. God himself is our true father. Jesus told them, If God were your father, you would love me, because I have come to you from God. I am not here on my own, but he sent me. Why can't you understand what I am saying? It's because you can't even hear me.
他们说，我们不是从淫乱生的，我们只有一位父，就是神。耶稣说，倘若神是你们的父，你们就必爱我，因为我本是出于神，也是从神而来，并不是由着自己来，乃是他差我来。你们为什么不明白我的话呢？无非是因为你们不能听我的道。
For, he said, you are the children of your father, the devil, and you love to do the evil things that he does. He was a murderer from the beginning. He has always hated the truth.Because there's no truth in him. And when he lies, it is consistent with his character. For he is a liar and the father of lies.
你们是出于你们的父魔鬼，你们父的私欲，你们偏要行。他从起初是杀人的，不守真理，因他心里没有真理。他说谎是出于自己，因他本来是说谎的，也是说谎之人的父。
So said Jesus, when I tell the truth, you just naturally don't believe me.
我将真理告诉你们，你们就因此不信我。
Which of you can truthfully accuse me of sin? And since I'm telling you the truth, why don't you believe me? Anyone who belongs to God listens gladly to the words of God. But you don't listen because you don't belong to God.
你们中间谁能指证我有罪呢？我既然将真理告诉你们，为什么不信我呢？出于神的必听神的话，你们不听，因为你们不是出于神。
Jesus made it clear they were from the devil himself.
耶稣说得很明白，他们就是从魔鬼而生的。
And not only these Jews, but anyone who rejects the message of Jesus.
也不仅仅只有这些犹太人，而是所有拒绝耶稣信息的人。
If you're not living in accordance to Jesus' teaching, you're a slave to sin and an offspring of the devil. You're just like him.
如果你的生命不能活出耶稣的教导的话，你就是一个罪恶的奴仆，也是魔鬼的后裔。
And so don't reject Jesus.
所以不要去拒绝耶稣。
Instead, abide in his word. Live in the statements that Jesus made. Saturate yourself in them.
反而活出他的话语。活在他所说的话当中，让你自己浸泡在其中。
Because he is the I am, the self-existing one, the one who has life in himself and who gives life, real life, satisfying life.
因为他就是那我是，那自由拥有的一位，那有着在他里面有生命的一位，也是赐予生命的一位。
Jesus is life.
耶稣就是生命。
So trust Jesus to free you from the slavery of sin.
所以信靠耶稣，他能够使你从罪中得以释放。
Depend on Jesus to release you from bondage and to give you life, real life, satisfying life.
依靠耶稣，他能让你从捆绑当中所释放出来，并且赐给你一个生命，那是一个真的生命，能够真的让你得到满足的生命。
Rely on Jesus to deliver you from Satan's hold on your life and to give you abundant life and eternal life.
同样的，依靠耶稣，使得他能从撒旦的捆绑当中来拯救你，并且赐予你一个丰盛的，并且有永恒的生命。
In the movie The Shankshaw Redemption, Red Redding told the story of Andy Dufresne.
在《肖申克的救赎》这部电影当中，Red Redding 这个人讲了一个关于安迪·杜弗这个人的一个故事。
Andy was a young, successful banker who was wrongly convicted of murdering his wife in 1947 and was sentenced to two consecutive life terms at Shankshaw Prison.
Andy 这个人是一个年轻的也挺成功的银行家，但是呢，他却被误判为谋杀了他的妻子，在1947年，并且因此他获刑两个连续的无期徒刑。
Halfway through the film, an old prison mate, Brooks Hadlin, became enraged and threatened to take another inmate's life.
在剧情一半的时候，一个老的狱中的人，他叫 Brooks Hadlin。然后这个人他很愤怒，并且威胁着要去杀掉另外一个囚犯。
He held a makeshift knife at the inmate's throat. But a few moments later, Red and Andy persuaded him to lay the knife down.
一段紧张的气氛过后 ，Red 和 Andy 这个人就劝说了 Brooks 这个人去放下了他的刀。
Now that's when they just discovered that Brooks had received word that his parole.Was finally approved. He was going to be free. He was going to be set free from prison.
而这就是 Brooks 这个人听到了他的假释被批准了的一刻，他知道他要被释放了，他将获得自由。
But the thought of freedom outside of the prison walls was enough to send Brooks mad.
但仅仅是一点点对于监狱外的生活的憧憬，就足以使得 Brooks 疯狂。
Later discussing it in the prison yard, an inmate concluded that Brooks had gone mad.
后来呢，在一场监狱大院的对话当中，另外一名囚犯就总结说 ，Brooks 这个人已经疯掉了。
But Red disagreed.
但是 Red 不同意。
Brooks isn't mad, he said. He's just institutionalized.
他说 Brooks 并不是疯了，而是他习惯了这样的一个状态。
This man has been in prison for 50 years. 50 years.
这个人被关了50年，50年之长。
And this is all he knows.
这就是他知道的所有的事情。
In here, he's an important man.
在这里他挺重要的。
He's an educated man.
他也受过教育。
Out there, he's nothing.
出去之后他什么都不是。
Just a prison inmate with arthritis in both of his hands.
在外面的话呢，他什么都不是。只是一个两手都有关节炎的一个囚犯而已。
He probably couldn't get a library card if he tried, he said.
即便他尝试，他连一张图书馆的证件都拿不到。
Red continued, he says, I'm telling you, these walls are funny.
Red 继续说道，我跟你讲，这些墙其实挺可笑的。
First you hate them.
起初你是痛恨他们的。
And then you get used to them.
之后你就习惯了他们。
And then as time passes, you get to depend on them.
当过了足够长的一段时间之后，你就开始去依赖于他们了。
And that's institutionalized.
这就好像温水煮青蛙一样。
Oh, I could never be like that, said another inmate.
另外一个囚犯觉得就说到，我可不能像那样。
Oh, yeah, said Red, say that when you've been here as long as Brooke has been here.
Red 说，你放心，你最后还是会的。只要你像 Brooks 这样待在监狱里这么长时间之后，你就会成为他那样的。
You're right, says Andy.
然后 Andy 附和道说，没错，你说的对。
They send you here for life, and that's exactly what they take, the part that counts anyway.
他们把你送这里是要关你一生，也正是要拿走那真正关键的东西，就是你的生命。
Now get this, like those prison walls, sin will take the life out of you.
就好比那些监狱的墙一样，罪恶也会把你的生命夺走。
It will institutionalize you.
它会让你逐渐的适应那个状态。
It will give you a false sense of security, like you can't live without it.
它会给你一个错误的安全的保障，好像你不能，你无法没有他们。
You trust Jesus to free you from your comfortable prison of sin and be free indeed.
你要信靠耶稣，能够使你从那舒服的监狱当中释放出来，并且得到真的自由。
Live by his teachings, believe them, apply them.
依靠他的话语，相信他们，并且应用他们。
Saturate yourself with the teachings of Jesus, and so become one of his true followers.
让你自己浸泡在耶稣的话语当中，使得自己成为一个他的真的门徒。
Now Jesus is light, so you trust him to guide you.
耶稣是光，相信他来引领你。
And Jesus is life, so you trust him to free you.
耶稣也是生命，你信靠他来去释放你。
And finally, Jesus is Lord.
最后呢，耶稣也同样是主。
When Jesus accused his audience of having the lying tongue of their father, the devil, they resisted him even more.
当耶稣控告他的听众说他们欺骗，如同他们的父魔鬼那样，他们更加的拒绝他了。
Verse 48, the people retorted, "You Samaritan devil," speaking of Jesus, "Didn't we say all along that you were possessed by a demon?" No, Jesus said, "I have no demon in me, for I honor my Father, and you dishonor me."
我们在四十八节看到，犹太人回答说。我们说你是撒玛利亚人，并且是鬼附着的，这话岂不正对吗？耶稣说：“我不是鬼附着的，我尊敬我的父，你们倒轻慢我。”
Verse 51, I tell you the truth, anyone who obeys my teaching will never but die.
51节，我实实在在的告诉你们，人若遵守我的道，就永远不见死。
The people said, "Now we know you are possessed by a demon. Even Abraham and the prophets died."But you say anyone who obeys my teaching will never die? Are you greater than our father Abraham? He died, and so did the prophets. Who do you think you are?
犹太人对他说，现在我们知道你是鬼附着的。亚伯拉罕死了，众先知也死了。你还说人若遵守我的道，就永远不尝死味。难道你比我们的祖宗亚伯拉罕还大吗？他死了，众先知也死了。你将自己当作什么人呢？
Verse 55, Jesus said, I know God. If I said otherwise, I would be a great liar as you. And I do know him and obey him. Your father Abraham rejoiced as he looked forward to my coming. He saw it and was glad.
55节，你们未曾认识他，我却认识他。我若说不认识他，我就是说谎的，像你们一样。但我认识他，也遵守他的道。你们的祖宗亚伯拉罕欢欢喜喜地仰望我的日子，既看见了，就快乐。
The people said, "You aren't even 50 years old. How can you say that you have seen Abraham?" Jesus answered and said, "I tell you the truth. Before Abraham was born, I am."
犹太人说，你还没有五十岁，岂见过亚伯拉罕呢？耶稣说，我实实在在地告诉你们，还没有亚伯拉罕，就有了我。
Now Jesus did it again the third time in this chapter.
耶稣在这里第三次地做了这样的事情。
He claims to be the eternal I am, God himself.
他宣告自己就是那永恒的 I am, 就是我是，就是神自己。
Now this is how God introduced himself to Moses at the burning bush way back in the wilderness in Exodus chapter 3.
这就是同样的神在，在出埃及记当中见到摩西的时候介绍自己的方式。
Moses asked, who should I say sent me? What is your name? And God said, I am.
摩西问神说，我要如何向他们说是谁差我来的呢？神对他说，我是。
And now this is how Jesus introduces himself to the world, as the eternal I am.
而这里就是耶稣如何向世人来介绍他自己，就是那永恒的我是。
He existed from eternity past, way before Abraham ever existed.
他在永恒之初，远早于亚伯拉罕的时候就已经存在。
There's no mistaking it. Jesus was claiming here to be God. And his Jewish audience finally got it, and they didn't like it.
这里没有任何的误会，耶稣就是宣称他是神，而他的犹太听众们最终是听明白他的意思，但他们却不喜欢这样的话。
Verse 59. At that point, they picked up stones to throw at him, but Jesus was hidden from them and left the temple.
第五十九节，于是他们拿石头要打他，耶稣却躲藏，从殿里出去了。
They wanted to stone Jesus for blasphemy because they understood his claim to be God himself.
他们想要用石头去打死耶稣，因为耶稣说的亵渎的话，因为他们理解耶稣这样的宣告就是神，就是他在说自己就是神。
Now, if Jesus were a mere man, his claim would be the height of blasphemy, worthy of punishment by death.
如果耶稣仅仅是一个凡人的话，那他的说法就是达到了亵渎这样的一个层次，也就当受死刑。
But if Jesus is indeed God, his claim is the height of greatness worthy of all praise and honor.
然而如果耶稣是真正的属神的人，是神人，那么他的话就是非常伟大的，也配得赞美和尊崇。
And Jesus' claim to be the Lord God leaves us with no other option but to accept or reject his claim.
而耶稣的宣告就是自己是神，使得我们亦或于接受或者说拒绝他所做的宣告。
C.S. Lewis put it this way in his book Mere Christianity.
C.S. Lewis 在他的简单的基督教这本书当中做了如下的陈述。
He said, "I'm trying to prevent anyone from saying the really foolish thing that people often say about Jesus. I'm ready to accept Jesus as a great moral teacher, they say, but I don't accept his claim to be God."
Louis 说，我尽可能的不希望有任何人说出那些世人常常关于耶稣所说的一些所说的一些傻话，就是我做好了去接受耶稣为一位道德教师的准备，但我不能接受他说他自己是神。
This is the one thing he said we must not say.
这是他说，这是他认为我们不能说的一些话当中的其中之一。
A man who is merely a man and said the sort of things Jesus said would not be a great moral teacher.
如果耶稣仅仅是凡人的话，那他说出来他所说的那样的话，就不可能是一个伟大的道德教师。
He would either be a lunatic or else he would be the devil of hell.
他要么就是个疯子， 或者说他可以是地狱的魔鬼。
So you have to make your choice.
所以在这里你需要做出你的选择。
Either Jesus was and is God the Son, or else he is a madman or something else.
耶稣要不然就曾经是，也一直会是，圣子，也就是神，或者说他是一个疯子，或者是一些更糟糕的东西。
And you can shut Jesus up for a fool and spit on him and kill him as a demon, or you can fall at his feet and call him Lord and God.
你可以比较愚蠢的去让他闭嘴，啐他，或者说将把他看作一个魔鬼而杀掉他，或者说你也可以俯伏在他的脚前，并称他为主，认他为神。
So what will you do with Jesus?
那么你将会对耶稣有何回应呢？
Will you shut him up for a fool?
你要让他闭嘴吗？
Or will you fall at his feet and call him Lord?
或者说俯伏在他的脚前并称他为主。
I hope it's the latter, because Jesus is indeed Lord, and there can only be one response.
我期盼是后者，因为耶稣真的是主，而也只能有一种回应。
Trust Jesus to rule you. He is Lord.
信靠耶稣来掌管你的生命，因为他是主。
And depend on Jesus to control your affairs.
也依靠他来去掌控你的事物。
And rely on Jesus to take charge of every aspect of your existence.
依靠他去带领你生命中的每一个部分。
Give your life totally and completely to Jesus. He is Lord.
耶稣是主，完完全全地将你的生命向他奉上。
In 1875, William Ernest Henley wrote a poem aboutAfter recovering from the amputation of his left leg in an Edinburgh hospital, at the time when hospitalization often meant death.
William Ernest Henley 这个人在1875年，在一场在他在爱丁堡的一家医院做完了左腿截肢手术之后，写下了这么一首诗。在那个时候，住院往往意味着即将死亡。
It's a poem that has become very popular.
然后这首诗呢变得很流行。
It's often quoted at graduations.
毕业典礼上经常会引用这首诗。
And it goes like this.
经节如下。
Out of the night that covers me, black as a pit from pole to pole, I thank whatever gods may be for my unconquerable soul. For I am the master of my fate, and I am the captain of my soul.
透过覆盖我的深夜，乃是无底的黑暗。无论众神是谁，我都会感谢他们，因我得到了不可战胜的灵魂。吾乃无命运之主，吾掌无灵魂之舵。
Those are brave words, but they're foolish bravery.
那些话语听起来挺勇敢的，但那是一种愚蠢的勇敢。
The man who wrote those words took his own life in utter despair.
说这样话的人在绝望当中结束了他们的生命。
How much better is the attitude expressed by the author who wrote a Christian answer to Invictus, which means unconquerable, undefeatable?
那让我们来看一看不可征服这首诗在一个基督徒的回应当中会变得好在哪里。
It goes like this. Out of the light that dazzles meBright is the sun from pole to pole. I thank the God I know to be for Christ, the conqueror of my soul. Christ is the master of my fate. Christ is the captain of my soul.
透过耀眼的真光乃是阳光的明亮。我感谢我所认识的神，因为基督征服了我的灵魂。基督乃我命运之主。基督掌我灵魂之舵。
This week, if you need light in a matter, trust Jesus to guide you.
接下来的一周，你需要光亮，在一些事情上，相信耶稣来引领你。
He is light.
他是光。
If you need victory over sin, trust Jesus to free you. He is life.
如果你需要战胜罪恶的能力的话，相信耶稣去释放你。
If you need someone to be in charge of your situation, trust Jesus to rule. He is Lord.
如果你需要一位来去掌管你的处境，相信耶稣，他是主。
Ask Jesus to be the master of your fate.
求他成为你命运的主人。
Ask Jesus to be the captain of your soul.
求他成为你灵魂的舵手。
It's the only way your life will make any sense.
只有这样，你的生命才能行得通。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you that you made it very clear in this chapter who Jesus is.
主，我们感谢你在这一章的经文当中，你说的清清白、明明白白你的身份。
He is the great I am.
他就是那伟大的我是。
And as such, he is light that is there to guide us.
因此，他就是那引领我们的真光。
And he is victory over sin.
他也是战胜罪恶的胜利。
And he is someone to be in charge of our situation.
他也是掌管我们状况的主。
And so give us the grace to trust you.
求你来给我们你的恩典，来让我们能够信靠你。
And to make you the master and captain of our life.
让你做我们生命的领航人。
And this I pray in Jesus' name, amen.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名求，阿门。